Along with the SUV ride to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving, throwing away piles of junk mail and catalogs is a tradition of the holiday season in this country.
Well, in Britain, the Royal Mail has a new initiative to try and cut down on such advertising avoidance. It has teamed up with a private ad agency to entice marketers to include scents, tastes, and sounds in their mailings.
We tend to receive signals and make sense of the world around us actually fairly well in balance across all five senses. And yet, if you look at how brands are communicating to us as consumers and as human beings, there is a huge over-reliance on the senses of sight particularly, but also sound.
That's Simon Harrop. He's head of the ad agency Brand Sense. And along with the Royal Mail, he's hoping to convince clients to stick with snail mail, adding smells to their messages.
Humans perceive different types of scents in very similar ways. So, for example, a citrus scent would be usually regarded as clean and fresh and lively. A spicy scent might be considered romantic, for example. And so we can take those values and match them to the values and personality that the brand wants to communicate.
Now, using aromas to sell is nothing new. Perfume companies and others have given you a hint of their products in the pages of magazines for decades. What's interesting here is using smell to identify a brand that has nothing to do with the sense of smell.
For example, you might have a bank that wants to communicate and position itself as being a little bit more fun, a little bit more engaging, a little bit more enjoyable as an experience. And you can create fragrances or sounds that communicate those key brand values. And every time, as consumers, we experience that bank or that financial institution, if we're also experiencing that smell or that taste or that sound, it goes to that part of the brain that's controlling emotions and memory. It's creating an emotional response for us that we can remember every time we experience that financial institution.
And once they've hooked you by the nose, the rest of you will follow. These branded scents will be delivered in various clever ways, some released when you open an envelope, others by opening a card. It's technology a bit beyond the old scratch and sniff.
And since we're coming up on an election year on this side of the Atlantic, we can't help but wonder if this British ingenuity will be imported. Maybe there's a chance someone will create negative ads using these techniques. How long before we find a political enemy targeted with a smelly piece of campaign literature?
Well, for now, Simon Harrop at Brand Sense is focused on the positive, which doesn't mean that he couldn't slip up and miscalculate in the use of odor-enhanced direct mail.
There are potential pitfalls in doing this kind of thing. You can get it wrong.
That's Simon Harrop of the advertising firm Brand Sense. The company has teamed up with Britain's Royal Mail Postal Service to offer direct marketing with smell.